Hello and welcome back to Murder Mystery Mood, or just Murder Mood, where we tell
I like
you.
Triple M.
Welcome back to where the stories are and the drinks are
Today we're drinking what has, I've heard this drink called several different things, but the most recent has been the Panty Dropper drink. So it's one of my favorite go-to drinks because it's so simple to make.
This is good.
It's just three ingredients. You're going to want about an ounce and a half to 2 ounces of whipped cream vodka. You could be a little heavy-handed because it's going to get masked. 3 ounces of pineapple juice and then a splash of grenadine. What I usually do is just fill a glass up with ice, put 1.5 ounces of whipped cream vodka in there, and then just fill the rest up with pineapple juice and then do the splash of grenadine. And then you just shake it once and then that's your drink.
This is so good.
I love the color of this. Nice.
And you guys have requested this and I guess you liked it. So we're coming back and giving you another episode. And this time it will be hosted by our very own Gina Darling, who also happens to be obsessed with murder mystery and moods.
Obsessed. So ever since I was young, I used to love watching like bloody gory videos. I love reading about serial killers. Like, this is my jam. So I remember this is actually one of the most prominent things that I've ever seen when I was little that kind of stuck to my mind. I had actually when I was younger when this happened, when I saw this video.
Yeah, younger than now?
Yeah, I know. I'm like so young right now, but can you believe I was even younger?
No.
She was like practically a toddler.
Wild.
This is one of those videos that you probably should have never seen, but I watched it because I love stuff like this. This is the story of Luca Magnotta. His name Rocco Magnotta. And
quite a name.
Is that Italian?
So it was a name that he gave himself. He changed it officially afterwards.
Okay, like he's already a sociopath. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Magnata?
Well, girl, you don't even know.
Ooh, dude, I can't. Bad.
I've never heard this story, so like everything is
I haven't heard any of this either.
Okay,
so the only reason why I know of Luca Magnotta is because Netflix did an entire documentary around him called Don't Fuck With Cats on the Internet or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. So I saw the entire
Don't
thing.
Fuck With Cats.
Okay, so yeah. I get to go home and watch the Netflix.
Oh, it's excellent.
Does he kill cats?
Well,
let's get into that. So Luca was not born Luca. I don't know what his real name was exactly because I was thrown into this episode today. So
Like, we're telling stories. I got so many. I'm like, can you tell?
I got stories. But
and
this
I was
one,
like, don't worry, Gina. I saw the documentary. I'm an expert.
Mm-hmm. This one stuck out with me because I got to see the video. There was a murder video. So Luca is this Canadian guy, and he has always been insanely narcissistic. He was all about looks. He wanted to be a male model, and he was willing to do anything to get famous. So he has a string of crimes on his name already. First starting off was fraud. So he met this woman online who had the mental capacity of about an 8-year-old, but she had like credit cards and all that. So he ran up her bills to around $10,000, just spending all on like just luxurious things. He even auditioned to be on a reality show about plastic surgeries that was pretty much like botched or something because he wanted to be a male model and be famous so bad. Like, this is all he wanted. Later,
what decade or what time?
This is around 2010, 2012.
Oh, it's recent.
Oh, this is recent.
Oh, I don't like these recent ones, guys. Can we get some? I told you, I like the old shit. I don't want it to be relevant to my life.
You're upsetting the spirits.
Oh. See
that? One of his first strings of crimes, or one of the first things he did, was fraud. He stole a bunch of money, spent a bunch of it on just luxurious crap that he didn't need, and then, but then it started getting worse. A video appeared on the internet called One Boy, Two Cats, of which...
I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad. In fact, there were multiple videos of him murdering cats, one of which he duct taped one to the broomstick and held it underwater and drowned it.
No.
What the fuck?
Wait, you didn't say what he did to the first one.
There was another one where he fed a kitten to a python. And then there was another one where he, what was it?
From what I remember is that he stuck a kitten inside of a bag.
Oh, yes. So those vacuum seal bags. Mm-hmm. He stuck a kitten in a vacuum seal bag, sucked out all the air, and pretty much they suffocated and they died.
Aww.
So these videos made their rounds online and it got the attention of obviously people who were very angry about this. And so
the internet loves cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't fuck with cats.
Very angry right now.
And that's why the documentary is called Don't Fuck With Cats, because that video, those videos sparked online outrage where all these people came together and they were determined to find out who this guy was.
Yeah, they created a whole Facebook group and they were just looking at every single tiny detail. Yeah.
And then like they were incredible at what they did. In fact, there was at one point where they spotted a vacuum in the background of a video of his, and they went online. Apparently there are forums for vacuum enthusiasts.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there is.
Dude, the internet is really good at finding things.
And it just shows you that there's so many people out there with all kinds of interests. Mm-hmm. So those people in the forum are like, okay, so look, this model is only sold in this area of the country, in this workplace, whatever. So they were able to track him down to what city he lived in. Mm-hmm. And so these, you know, internet investigators.
Well, the entire investigation, though, with the documentary, it's so interesting because it's being told from the perspective of these mm-hmm. people from the Facebook group. So you get to see their entire reaction of like, oh, they first saw the video, they got upset, they created a Facebook group, they ended up going in and investigating every tiny little detail that they saw in these videos mm-hmm. to the point where, like Gino's saying, the vacuum thing,
yes.
But then also it led them to different countries of the world. And they were just like, where is this person? Who the fuck is this person? Mm-hmm. And it was just like the biggest mystery for a few years, I mm-hmm. think, right?
Yeah, so for a long time they couldn't find him, but so they reported their findings to the local police and where he actually lived, but the police were like, well, he hasn't really, it's, you know, it's just cats, because whatever the fuck, right? And
really?
They didn't really, yeah.
There's no animal abuse laws there?
I don't know. Like,
it's not worth trying to prove in court or something.
Yeah. They eventually were able to find this guy's name, and this guy just turned out to be an insane sociopath. He had literally hundreds of fake accounts where he would talk about himself mm-hmm. and try to be like a celebrity. He had like hundreds of pictures of him in Miami, Milan, and all that.
Photoshopped a lot of these.
So it was photoshopped in, and then
photoshopped himself in Milan.
Yeah, he was a loser. Like, he just this guy was a fucking loser.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, like just photoshopping the big shit.
Hi, boys.
I know a few.
You're watching.
Yeah, they eventually just found all these. Like, they realized that he made all these fake accounts to try to make himself sound like a celebrity, and he even started a rumor that he was dating a very well-known murderer that's currently incarcerated in Canada, and that murderer had to come out and be like, I don't know this guy. What the fuck? Like, he just got rejected, right?
I have standards,
right? And Luca has gotten so many plastic surgeries. It was wild. Like, he didn't even look exactly what he looked like in the beginning of this anymore.
Weird.
You know, the cops were kind of like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. But, you know, the people on the internet were kind of concerned. Like, look, if it starts with cats, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And eventually it did get worse.
Because if you don't show emotion while you're torturing small animals.
Yeah.
That's a huge sign of sociopath.
That's definitely a gateway drug.
Exactly.
I mean, it's one thing to be torturing the animals, another thing to not even have any sort of reaction.
Exactly.
While you're torturing.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So eventually, it does take a turn for the worse. There was a Chinese exchange student named Jun Lin from Wuhan, China, who came
from Wuhan.
Yeah.
Yep. Wuhan.
This was 2012.
Yeah, this is way back when. So eventually there's a student named Jun Lin. He was a Chinese exchange student that met Luca Magnotta. And, you know, Luca was like, hey, why don't you come back to my place? You know,
they met on Tinder or something.
They met on a dating website or they met online. Yeah.
Deleting all my dating apps.
Yeah, they met online. And then eventually Luca, you know, lured him back to his apartment. And this is where he eventually killed Jun Lin. So this would have been what they're assuming is his first human murder ever. Mm. And not only that, he also released an 11-minute video of what he did to the body. And I've seen this video many, many times.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can tell you right now that it is a bad video. It was lovingly labeled one man, one ice pick.
Or like, oh, my God.
He keeps filming himself doing this stuff. And yeah. Why is he like obsessed with the two girls, one cup porno?
It's because he really wanted to get caught.
A lot of people that want notoriety, they want to get caught.
Yeah. So that's
But why is it based off the two girls, one cup fucking
title? For SEO.
It was for SEO, because it was already viral. This guy's internet genius. Okay. Yeah. Like, if he was out now.
Hundreds of the sickest porn too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had like hundreds and hundreds of fan pages for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he created them.
That he created. Yeah. So this video, I'm going to try to explain to you guys what's going on in this video real quick. I really highly suggest that you guys do not look up this video, because it's pretty fucking bad. Unfortunately, there was no sound. It was just music. And unfortunately, it was music from one of my most favorite bands in the world, Depeche Mode.
Aww, I like Depeche Mode.
I love Depeche Mode. So it starts off like there's a video. There's a, it looked like a bed and, you know, a bed. So you're looking at the lower left hand corner of the bed, right? So where the left foot would be, right? And there is a body there. Eventually you just see him kind of like, it was so casual for him, just coming in, dancing, you know, to the music.
Luca's dancing?
Yeah, Luca's just dancing while there was a
what
body.
What song is it? So I can kind of...
It was Faith... It was something... Never mind. I used to think that the morning sun.
Oh, no, not that one.
Yeah, that song.
So, wait, he put that music in there?
Yeah, he put the music in there. I gotta say,
or was it playing in the background?
I think he, I mean, from what I remember, it was edited in. He's a great editor. He,
okay,
he knows
so
what he's doing.
Aesthetically, I'm kind of digging it, but I don't like the content.
She's yeah. like, I would go for him. He's would probably whole time. Have,
great
like,
music.
I probably would have partied with him, but
great music taste. And then there is a body laying on the bed and he's just dancing while casually just poking it and stabbing it with an ice pick in the chest
God.
Cavity.
What?
Yeah. Like in the chest area, he's just stabbing, just having a great time. Grand old time.
Like poking or stabbing? Those are
stabbing.
Two
just stabbing in there. Just Whoa. Having fun with it. Right.
And like the body's movie. Not reacting.
Body's not reacting.
Yeah, it is like a movie.
Like, this is dead. He was dead.
So for usually they don't film it and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so creepy.
And then it eventually goes to him cutting off the head and each
you
limb.
You saw this, Gina?
I love this stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, is does that
excuse
make you kind
me?
Of crazy?
No, I mean, it's for me, it's just like I have no desire to do this. I don't get turned on. I don't have any like.
You're just fascinated
I'm just
by that.
Fascinated.
Could do
you
that.
Like to watch
yeah.
train wrecks?
I do.
It's like okay. that yeah. feeling. You're addicted to that feeling in your stomach. That's like, oh no, I want to turn away, but I can't.
Yeah, it's one of
I
those.
Could, I could a little bit relate to that because I like watching like caught in real life, like CCTV footage of right. like, ghosts or whatever.
Right.
But not this.
Wait, case. What? Yeah. How does
me?
That relate?
No, like I mean, the fact that it's like scary for me, I'm like, oh, it's a little exciting that I'm scared
like, the
that
adrenaline
this could be
of
real.
How bad it is.
Yeah.
Is
so that's why I'm like, I think I can relate a little bit to what Gina's talking Jesus. About through that. But.
I guess I can relate a little because I love watching true crime and like reading true crime, but I couldn't watch like an actual video of.
Yeah.
I can't watch.
I just movie. Picture like, so when I watch scary movies and there's these like horrible murder scenes and stuff like yeah. in scary movies.
I have to
kind
turn,
of
I
like
close my eyes.
I kind of sometimes I don't because I'm like.
Sorry. My bad.
What?
My other favorite band. It was not Depeche Mode. Sorry, Depeche, you're safe. It was New Order. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Very
that
similar.
Makes it
very similar. Similar era.
It is that song.
Same era.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is.
Yeah, it is that song. That's New Order. Sorry. I love that song. Blue Monday is great.
I was saying, like, I just don't react to like scary movies. I'm like, when they're like murdering a body, I'm like, it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I know it's fake.
Oh,
I'm
you like,
separate, there's
actors. You're like, they're actors.
So I wonder if I watch a real murder, if I would.
You're desensitized?
If, like, that, or if my body would know that it's real.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got such good scary movies that, you know.
I even close my eyes during boxing matches because I
yeah, I don't really
I
like,
can't
I don't like seeing
watch
people
get hurt.
Yeah,
right.
Same.
I like it simply because it's very, well, I'm like morbidly curious about it, but it also makes me more aware of my mortality and it makes me more aware of what is going on out there. That's like, man, people can be fucked up.
I think that's why I do like, I like reading about it and watching
right.
like true crime docs because I want to know that there's like the details of the kind of people we're dealing with out there.
Right.
Like what kind of people, what kind of backgrounds do these people have? Like
exactly.
what's their mentality, their mental state? Like
so
what's their
know
motive?
How to avoid psychos.
So yeah.
You know, I heard, I read something somewhere. I forgot what it was exactly, but it was some statistic that most serial killers or like murderers, they end up being Sagittarius.
Oh,
like, wait, is that for real?
I don't know. I read that somewhere. I don't know how true it is. You guys could correct me, but I remember reading something about like right, they're
so
born in the month
in your guys' room tonight.
They're born in the month of November or something.
What the fuck?
Listen, Scorpios and Sagittarius couldn't be more different. So, which one is it?
It was something about November or Sagittarius. I just remember being connected to it somehow and me thinking, oh my gosh, I'm like connected
I
to killers
like I want
to
know the
like
level
this.
Of like serial killers for each sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can we look that up? Because right? I want to know.
So speaking of his background, Luca was a little bit messed up in the head already when he was younger. It was reported that his mother was extremely clean, like very, very clean. So obviously a control freak, right? And one of the main things that kind of set him off, they said, was he had a couple of pets. I think it was bunnies when he was little, and his mom left him outside to freeze to death, and he saw them freeze to death out there.
Whoa.
So he already has some mama issues, right? Anyhow, back to the video. Sorry, correction. It was a New Order song. Great band, by the way. Saw them live. Old as shit. Love them.
Yeah, they're old as fuck.
Yeah. So it went from the ice pick, just constant stabbing of the ice pick, to dismembering his body parts.
With
and
what?
I don't remember if it was a giant knife. It was some sort of blade.
Wow.
So he cut off the head.
Manually, not even.
Yeah.
Like,
and it wasn't like clean blood.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I actually think I heard about this.
Are you so excited, Gina?
I'm like, why are you smiling, Gina?
Sometimes people
imagine
just when they're
super
recounting horror. I'm supposed to sleep in the same room with Gina tonight.
That's true. I'll take Steph.
At least you're not sharing a bed. You know, like,
but I'm literally a foot away from her. Our beds are super close to
each
other.
Yeah, the bed is not a barrier.
What were you saying?
Now that you're saying these other things, I think I have actually seen clips, but not the actual
right
hurting parts. It's just like clips or pictures, screen caps right of this situation.
I'm picturing it, and it's grossing me out.
Did he use his hand to masturbate himself?
So he did use his hands for a few things.
Mm.
And then also on the back of the bed, on the wall by the bed where the head is, there's a Casablanca poster, if you remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I remember from the documentary.
He was a big movie buff and he loved that movie. Yeah. So
so the directors of Casablanca are to blame for
yeah,
this.
Exactly. 100%.
Okay, I'm counting these clues.
They do believe that a lot of his choices was heavily influenced by the movies that he loved so much. The names that he chose and things
what
that
movies
he did.
Have a fucking psycho prancing around a New Order stabbing a dead body with an ice pick?
Or the fake names that he chose is what it is. Like, he was inspired by those
from
movies.
Like the fake fan pages and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He also let a dog come in. I guess he had a dog of some sort or another.
Oh, Jesus.
And let the dog chew on the body.
No.
No. No, no.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this video?
Yeah. And then police, the investigators also said that there was actually an extended version of the video that was never released, but they saw.
Why did they release that one?
An extended
It was leaked.
Version?
Like, I think Luca actually uploaded it himself, and there was actually like an extended version where cannibalism was confirmed. So he did eat the body. Yeah.
I'm done.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. So throughout the next few months or so, boxes started showing.
And this was his first human murder?
So they say. So
very,
we know
very
so
comfortable.
Far. Yeah, very comfortable. Yeah.
Is he on drugs?
So he was just
life.
He was just insane. He was insane.
He was
so
crazy.
Over the next few months, boxes, mysterious boxes, started showing up in the mail at elementary schools, offices of Parliament. What is it?
Parliament. Oh, because they're in Canada.
Yeah, whatever it is they use over there, king or whatever the fuck, moose. And they have, or like, you know, political offices and stuff. And there was a foot in one, there was a hand in the other. There were notes that said something similar to, once you get the taste of blood, it is impossible to stop. Basically telling them, like, look, man, I'm not going to stop. It's going to keep going.
So they come and catch me already. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tired of killing cats.
Yeah.
I've killed a person now. You want me to keep killing? Come and get me.
Ew. Eventually, they found the head by the shore of some body of water. They found a torso also. And so now finally there was like a giant manhunt for him. The police are definitely looking for him. And they finally got to the apartment that this happened in. But by the time they got there, he was already long gone. He was gone for like for a while. He was already gone. So they found the apartment. They found traces of blood. And they found that in his closet, he wrote in red lettering, said, if you don't like the way you look, then don't look in the mirror. I don't care.
What?
I don't. But, you know, like, image is a very big thing for him.
Very big for
him. If you don't like the way you look in the mirror,
I wonder what house his Venus is in.
You think Mercury was in retrograde when this murder was going down?
Yeah, Venus was.
Don't like the way.
Probably in Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So by then, he had already left the country, and he had
Did he come to the U.S.?
He went to France.
Yeah.
See? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ho ho.
So he went to that's what I say to you. Murder. So eventually he goes to France, and he was already under like a fake name and everything, right? So he's hopping.
Did he pick
France.
A French name?
I don't quite remember what name he had. Mm-hmm. Terrible Francois. Names. Francois Pierre Lapapier.
What is it?
Magnota.
Magnitois.
Magnota. Magnatois. 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 Name is Luca Magnatois. So at this point, he already had like a new passport, new name and everything. And
how did he get this shit?
I have no idea.
How did he get a new passport?
No, no clue.
Good at photoshopping.
Yeah. So, and here he had already had, you know, friends in France that he was, that he knew before when he went there before. Hmm. And so he stayed with them for a little bit.
How do you make friends?
I know. Being
sociopaths are
weird. Yeah.
Sociopaths are incredible.
They're very charismatic. Yeah.
Yeah. Insanely charismatic.
Okay. Like sometimes when I'm hungry, I get really mad because I like don't want to go make something to eat. But my hunger is like getting in the way of my productivity. So I have Daily Harvest in the freezer and it is a literal lifesaver. Like I don't know how I would function without it. Like I'm not going to cook anything because I'll just scream at the oven. So Daily Harvest delivers delicious food built on organic fruits and vegetables, and they deliver it right to your door. It just takes a few minutes to prepare and I never have to question if the food I'm eating is good for me, because it is. It's organic and it's also vegan. It's plant-based, so don't have to worry about that either. They never use preservatives or added sugar or artificial ingredients. They're just great, okay? They what is it called when they flash freeze? Yeah, they flash freeze their shit, and then they put it in a thing for you, and it's so delicious. My favorite one is the broccoli and cheese. Cheese is spelled with a Z because it's not like dairy cheese. It's like made with cashew nuts and stuff. It's delicious. It tastes like cheese and it's amazing and I can't get enough of it. When I was a kid, my favorite food was broccoli and everyone made fun of me, but it's still my favorite food, I think. Broccoli and cheese, man. That's where it's at. It has like some sunflower seeds in it too. It's just great. It has that just the perfect amount of crunch. Anyway, I'm not going to keep talking about it. You got to check it out for yourself. Daily Harvest makes it easy to eat clean, undeniably delicious food no matter what your day brings. Keep it simple with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code BIGMOOD to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code BIGMOOD for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. dailyharvest.com. Promo code BIGMOOD.
First of all, we want to give a shout out to Skillshare, which is an online learning community. They offer creative classes designed for real life and circumstances that come with it. The lessons can help you stay inspired, express yourself, and introduce you to a community of millions. Personally, I've been having issues during quarantine with productivity. I don't know why my, like, I just can't focus anymore on anything. But so I was like, I need to dial it down. I've got a lot of things I want to get done. So there's a class called Real Productivity, How to Build Habits That Last, taught by Thomas Frank. I just started this one, but I feel like it's even just taking the class is kind of helping me focus in. Like, I need to stop being on Instagram all day long. So I think it's just a good way to start, like putting your head back into the right frame of mind. They also have tons of other classes on literally anything you could think of, like illustration, graphic design, freelance, film and video, all kinds of stuff. Skillshare offers memberships with meaning, with so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives. Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. It's also incredibly affordable. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/BigMoodGirls, and the first 1,000 people to use our link will get a free trial of the Skillshare Premium membership. Receive access to thousands of classes for a limited time. Be one of the first 1,000 to sign up at Skillshare.com/BigMoodGirls.
And so he stayed in France for quite a little bit, but you know they were able to track down his flight to France. They couldn't find him, though. And then about within like in the span of like a week or a couple weeks or so, they finally spotted he was all over the news, and he went to a local PC cafe to look himself up, because that's how insanely narcissistic he was. He wanted to read all these articles.
Basically, he wanted to be famous.
He wants to see all these articles about himself. He was just totally getting off on the fact that he was like famous now, you know, like everyone was looking for him. Infamous. Yeah.
I don't think the news should like show all this to people. Yeah, because or like not disclose names or something.
Exactly, because they spark like copycats too. Yeah. And that's why a few of the body parts that were sent, the police did not disclose what body parts to prevent copycats from doing the same thing. So he checked into this PC cafe, and the owner, the clerk working there, recognized him and was like, oh crap, that's him, and then checked him in, let him use the computer, but then called the cops on the side, and the cops eventually came in and found him searching for himself on the internet. and he was extradited back to Canada and was charged. He pled not guilty.
Okay.
Even though there's a fucking video. I don't
know. He's a comedian too.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Amazing.
Extremely delusional.
Amazing. So he pled not guilty, but he was charged with a mandatory life sentence with, no possibility of parole of some sort, and then an additional 19 years. But happy news, he got married in prison.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, these prison bitches, like, there's, like, prison fans that are...
Oh, no. He married another inmate.
What?
Another a man.
Oh.
He's gay. Yeah, he's gay. So another inmate that was also a murderer.
His victim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were hooking up.
Oh, like Grindr or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he got married to another murderer. So, hooray.
Oh, they love it.
They have a lot of common interests.
Yeah,
They probably, like, have these crazy conversations and get all turned on.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Fucking murder.
If you were out on the outside, what would you do your next,
right? But there were...
So twisted.
There were... He got a lot of, like, those prison bitches that love shit like this.
Yeah, they dude, prison hoes are the worst. Like, how do you like people like this?
Mm-hmm.
But they get so much fan mail.
It's so weird, and I feel like prisons, you know, because they are supposed to screen the mail that the prisoners get anyway. I know they usually just kind of open it and then, like, check for drugs and, like, rapid check shit, but I feel like they should be reading these letters, and whatever women are writing these letters should also be arrested.
I don't know.
Honestly,
they didn't do anything wrong.
Honestly, they should be arrested.
You can't be, because that would violate.
That sets a precedent of free will, like taking away different rights. I agree that you should be able to write letters to people in prison.
Not me.
Of whatever you want to write, but I just think it. I think you're a fucked up person. I'm gonna judge you right now that if you are in love and obsessed with serial killer, or Gina's like, that's me. That's me.
Stop talking about my boyfriend.
If you write letter, if you're the level of, like, wanting to marry, these psycho, like, Ted Bundy.
You know what
type
I think
of-
it is? I think it's the fact that it's so taboo that they actually can't have these men, and the fact that they are infamous or whatever it is. Like, that's probably the thing that turns them on. I hope is not the part that they're actually killing people.
I don't know.
I remember I tweeted something once that I tweeted something saying, if you think you're better than someone just because you have a college degree, please shut the fuck up, because even Ted Bundy had one. And then Ted Bundy fangirls started tweeting at me.
What
is that supposed to mean? Like, that's so fucking stupid. Like, they were actually fangirls and they had, like, accounts that are fans of him. You guys need to calm the fuck down. Like, this is really, why are you protecting him?
That's creepy.
Anyhow, so he got married, and then also, like, there's so many just fans of his, which drives me insane, because, like, that just makes him happier.
Exactly.
In fact,
they
making this episode
oh yeah
in fact making this episode will probably exactly so
yeah
it would,
you fucking prison bitches
yeah
I hate that
to go to jail.
Right?
Well, I just got a really creepy,
he's not allowed,
like,
to watch
shiver
this
down my spine thinking that he could possibly be watching this right now.
Yeah, but then also
they
it's
don't
just,
have you, well
they might,
I don't know,
they have so far.
I'm with prison. You no new cases. Is he still alive?
I think he is still alive yeah, he's still alive in there.
Don't look at me, look away.
Don't look at a...
Just understand that for as long as you're in prison, you're never going to be able to get plastic surgery ever again. So you're going to get old.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
He sends his fans to us.
Oh my God. Seriously, right? So yeah, that's why I was thinking this episode. I'm like, this is exactly what he wants, you know? But what can you do? But like I said...
You gave it to him?
Yeah, so you gave it to him. Are you...
I love this stuff.
Imagine.
Gina's the prison bitch.
I'm like the head of the fan club.
She's the prison bitch, and I just now found out.
You're like, that person should be arrested. And Gina's like, oh, yeah. Well.
Calm down. First Amendment rights. Okay? My freedom of speech here.
According to The Office, you know, remember that episode? They're like, whoever fucking says, who comes in and says, like, the worst fucking punishment is the one who's not guilty, right?
Oh.
Do you remember that episode?
I don't remember.
I don't watch The Office.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyways.
I don't remember that.
You made that episode up.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Made it up.
This episode where, like, someone did something, I can't remember, but they were just like, oh, if whoever who, like, we're gonna interview everyone and say what should we do with the person who's guilty, and then so everyone that comes in, if they say, oh, they should go to jail, worst punishment ever, then they're not guilty because they wouldn't get that punishment
to themselves. Yeah,
but if they're guilty, then they would be like, oh, we should go light on them, you know, just let take it easy on them.
It sounds vaguely familiar. It sounds like Michael would be the one that was.
Michael went like, jail, and then he got wrapped into it, so he went back on it later. But anyways, you guys, guilty.
I mean, why?
Why me?
You said, I don't think they need to go to jail.
Oh,
that's true. I believe in your rights. Yeah, the Constitution.
To worship a murderer?
Fish them
you
out.
You your rights to whoever speak. You want. You know, you have a right to whatever religion, whatever it's you want to believe in, whatever you want to worship. Class. As long as it doesn't infringe on someone else's life.
Nope, they should die.
If they are threatening other people, or if the letters say, I will carry out
their
your wishes.
Of worshiping someone that could dance around to a New Order song and ice pick a dead body. If you like that, you deserve to die.
Oh, here, let me show you his picture. You guys haven't seen his picture just yet.
You got to see how this guy looks.
I don't want to look at him. Yeah. I don't want to see
he's like
face,
some wannabe pretty boy. It's like,
yeah, he's like a wannabe boy band kind of dude.
Like, why didn't you go try to be famous doing something else then?
He didn't have any skills. No, he tried to be a model. He tried to, I think he even tried acting or something. But no one wanted
him. It's
like
if you took Eminem and like pinched his face.
Oh no!
Yeah. Well, yeah, that make you feel? No. I don't like that. I don't. I mean, I feel like he.
Let me see. Wow, he looks like such a little pussy.
Ew. Mm-hmm. We hate him.
Yep. That's.
I can see why they would find him attractive because he's not a terrible looking guy. No. It's just the shit that he does. Honestly, is terrible.
He kind of looks like my brother.
The creepiest thing about him, in my opinion, it's not even how he looks. Obviously his actions, but also the way that he speaks. He's talking,
yeah,
it's fucking creepy.
Yeah,
it really creeps me out.
How does he speak?
He talks like this, and like I am very important.
So very nice.
He wants to be so
like this. I don't know.
It's like
gone on like
what was his childhood model? Like? Do we have any information on his childhood?
Well, the bunny
his
thing.
Mom. Remember, his mom is extremely clean. Like just a neat freak. And also, they interviewed her afterwards, and she is adamant on him, his innocence, and says that he should be released.
Yeah, she's insane too.
Mental.
Oh, one of those moms.
Yeah, she's like she threw
the
enabler.
Freak thing. I mean, how does that tie in
to extreme control?
Now who's defending?
Who's defending now?
I don't see
the
how
one with codependency
clean.
Issues and clean freak issues. She's like, I'm not gonna have a serial killer, and if I do, they're innocent. Okay,
I don't see how that ties into anything.
As she cleans the table.
I know, right?
There's a little stain on the table.
So she was like this control freak, clean freak, right? And like I said, she threw his bunnies out in the winter and he saw them freeze to death out there. So this was already kind of like a fucked up. He was not a stranger to death.
Emotions.
Yeah, he was not a stranger to death from a very young age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so disturbing.
It's almost weird that now that you put a face to the person, I almost feel bad for him.
Because it looks like your brother?
Yeah.
And your issues are coming up?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Like, I feel bad for him that he, like, is...
I think anyone that feels bad for somebody who murdered someone with an ice pick should be arrested.
Yeah. Electric chair!
Take me in, officer. I deserve to die.
Father was a schizophrenic also, and it was claimed that Luca was also schizophrenic.
Can you explain exactly what that means? Because all I know is that people hear voices, but like, what else is it?
Schizophrenia, from what I understand, is like you hear very, very intrusive voices. Like you can't do anything because all you hear is like these like hundreds of voices telling you like you should probably go kill him right now.
Whoa.
Or like, are you holding that cup right now? You just smash it over his face. And just all these very intrusive voices, and you don't know what's real or what's not real anymore, you know? But that's what I understand of what it is. So more into his childhood, so his dad was schizophrenic, and then his mom apparently remarried and had a stepdad that abused him a lot.
I knew it.
Oh. Yeah.
I knew there was gonna be abuse
a lot.
That's true.
I mean, humans just don't seem to be born this fucked up.
Right.
There are some stories of little children who just all of a sudden start killing, even though their childhood was fine. So I'm not really
sure
about that.
Maybe they were dropped in the head or something.
Maybe, or there was like someone weird that the parents didn't know about that was maybe abusing them.
Yeah.
Or some sort of brain damage.
Because I started watching, like a few years ago, I was watching people's channels who had dissociative identity disorder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's always caused by trauma in childhood. Some like very traumatic event starts it. And this one channel that I was watching, the mom had no idea that this, because when she first... Like, they were trying to figure out what was happening with her daughter, and they couldn't figure it out. And then the doctor was like, I think she has DID. And the mom was like, wait, but she never had any trauma in her childhood. And then they did, like, a hypnosis on her, and, like, it came out that this
really traumatic thing happened and they know who the person is and stuff. They didn't disclose that.
They found guilty on the, on like, the channel. Did the person who did the abuse admit it?
They didn't go into that because this was just her YouTube channel where they talked about how they discovered her DID.
My only thing is like with that, sometimes those hypnosis things, like they've had reports come out like since that they're like, yeah, they're just like creating fake memories or something. Mm. So I'm like, did they actually find this person of guilty of abuse, or did that? Because in the 80s, that was a big thing too. Like therapists,
they confronted this person, and so I'm guessing that part got resolved because they didn't want to reveal his identity or anything like that. So. Yeah, but the mom and daughter were basically explaining how it happened. And the fascinating part was the mom had no idea. And this had been, like, I think she got diagnosed when she was, like, 12. So, like, 12, like, that long had gone by.
What are the signs?
So she had, it's multiple personalities. Mm. So you're, this traumatic event, there's so much trauma happening to you at such an age where you can't emotionally process it or physically process it. And you basically, your personality splits off into different
like fragments. People.
Oh, wow. And some of the personalities are, their whole job is to hold on to the pain so that the other personalities can live and not have to remember the trauma that happened. And with a lot of the personalities, it's like created from the mind of the age that that child was when the traumatic event happened. So sometimes they have British accents or like
they'll be
something
like really immature or like like
there's
wise,
little kids like, or like old
different lives, like one's a teacher, the other one's a kid, or
and basically it just splits your personality into the segments that you would have been as a whole person in one personality had this not happened to you. But because of that trauma, it splintered off into these different personalities because one person couldn't handle all of them. Yeah.
Dang. It just seems like in general this guy's life was just not okay. After being abused by his stepdad, he moved in with his grandmother, who was an absolute control freak also, and she started abusing him. There were several times when he ended up in like crisis centers trying to get help. He grew up, and then it was like he really wanted to change himself so much to become something so perfect. At the age of 20, he started stripping, and then he started prostituting himself, and then he was, quote, gay for pay for, you know, a while, too.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of troubled youth lifestyle, though.
Mm-hmm. So, I actually have a video of the last known footage of his victim. It was a CCTV footage of those two going into the apartment building. So this is footage of Jun Lin, his last known footage. Of him going into Luca's apartment. So Jun Lin is in the yellow t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sad. He looks comfortable. Like
he has that weird hair.
Trusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luca has that long hair. Mm-hmm.
And after the murder had taken place already, there was videos of Luca going to throw out his trash.
He's wearing.
And he's wearing the victim's t-shirt.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't he like trying to dump something in the dumpster?
Mm-hmm. He was trying to dump something in the dumpster while wearing his t-shirt.
It's like a trophy.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick-minded.
I'm so fascinated by how their brains work. I remember reading a study where they hooked them up to these things on their brains to see which part of the brain fires off when you talk about certain things to them. For instance, like there's one where there's a taxi driver and you ask him, okay, where's this building? And then he starts, you know, naming off like, this is where you go, you turn right here, you turn right over here, whatever. And there's like a part of your brain that, you know, activates. You see everything firing off in there. But with murders like this, so for instance, Tiff, I would tell you one thing, like, Tiffany, I really like your shirt, where'd you get it from? So one part of your brain starts firing off when you're telling me this information,
like recall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll bring up something else like really traumatic, like, Tiffany, how do you feel about rape, pedophiles, murders? And then that will trigger another part of your brain, right? But with people like this, the same part that has like the mundane, like, oh, this is where I got my outfit, that's where their brain fires off when they're talking about murders and like terrible, crazy
so
things.
Emotionally detached.
It's normal for them. It sits in the normal part of their brain when they're talking. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
It's the strangest thing. Like, it's just an everyday thing. It's like a cup of water for them. Yeah. It's just, they're just discussing a normal everyday thing.
So they know it's wrong logically, but not like in their head, it's not really like a big deal.
Yeah. Like it's just, they don't see it as we do. Like, dude, that's really wrong. But for them, it's like, no, this is like a Tuesday for me. Like,
does that make it seem more scary or less scary knowing that like they're literally just doing something that they think is normal?
More scary.
That's way more scary.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
Because someone that knows it's wrong or like feels that it's wrong and like carries guilt about it, they're less likely to want to do it again or like, you know, there's things holding them back from doing those actions.
Right.
There's like zero.
There's zero. Yeah.
But like, consider the level of like emotional energy that it would take, like for someone like me who knows murder's wrong, to actually murder someone and like kind of go through with that act, like knowing that it's wrong, or like knowing emotionally how strong of an energy that is versus someone who's just doesn't really feel anything and they're just like poking a person. Mm-hmm. Like, doesn't it seem like I'm more evil because like I emotionally understand that too?
No,
I feel like in your case it would be something of more of like a like heat of the moment kind of thing, like that would even drive you.
Yeah,
yeah, that would even drive you to murder someone. Are already feeling
like you would never want to murder somebody, then either you were manipulated into it or there was something that drove you, like heat of the moment, or you were under the influence of something. But like, you're more likely evil? Not, but if you're normal, quote unquote, then you would live with guilt. Like, you would have guilt and stuff. And if you don't live with guilt, then you never thought it was wrong anyway.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, I would be more afraid of someone who thinks murder is such an everyday thing, as opposed to someone's like, I know it's wrong, but at that very moment I snapped and that's it.
Yeah.
But this
I almost see it as like an empty shell, like a robot kind of accidentally, like a car accidentally hit you, versus like an actual devil person. It's like, I know how bad this is and I'm still going to go through with the murder.
Well, see, I think that evil lives in the shell person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like nothing lives in them. Does that make sense?
I feel like they're an empty vessel for evil to go through.
Right.
Yeah.
Could be. So,
that's what I think.
If you could walk away from just killing someone or stabbing with an ice pick, like that's pure evil.
Yeah.
Whether or not you feel like it's a normal part of your brain or whatever, like, you know what you're doing is wrong. You know, he knew it was going to get on the news.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing is wrong, and he's like, ha ha ha. He's like gleeful about it.
He didn't seem scared. And that's the thing. He didn't seem scared, or like he would have like a mental breakdown.
It was a game for him.
Exactly. I feel like if I were to murder someone, I would eventually have a mental breakdown because I would be constantly paranoid. Like,
he wanted to get caught, and he would join these Facebook groups that were eager to catch him, and he would leave little like clues, like, come and get
me.
What
if he did this?
Yeah, he would tease them. Mm-hmm. But I really got to give props to that whole Facebook team. Like, they really were on it. The main woman who was speaking in the documentary was incredible at what she did.
Yeah.
And watching it was just like, oh, I wish I was a part of this group, because you guys know I love finding people.
For sure. But also, do you remember the part where they talk about how Luca found out where this woman lived, and he actually like sent her something to scare her away.
That's so scary.
Yeah. I know.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's terrifying. Found out who she was.
See, that's the part of me that like I have a detective brain too, and I like love putting pieces together and figuring stuff out and doing escape rooms and all that stuff. But I could never go into that field because, like, you're so,
like, being detective
involved
in
these evils and these people, that's, and like, true. that tight knit crime community too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna try to catch you. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm too tired.
We're just gonna talk about it after the fact.
Yeah, but don't like this. Don't you like this publicity? Don't enjoy this.
I don't want to know that he's watching this.
Right. We're gonna make another drink, and if you want to see more episodes like this, let us know in the comments. Let us know what you think about this whole thing. If you think that evil is present in normal people, or if, I mean, evil's present in everybody, I think so. But if you think that it's more evil to know what you're doing is wrong and do it, then, or if it's more evil that if you're a shell of a human and you just see nothing.
I feel like
they're
missing programming. That's my argument.
Just wired. Miss some coding.
Yeah. Well, or like, see, the fact that abuse is consistent in these people's childhoods is like something traumatic maybe snapped that part of.
Yeah, it's like having it's like that. What's that? Football
right,
syndrome.
The head injury, the
concussions, CRT, no, what's it called?
I don't know
CR something,
you guys know what. Yeah, it is. You have Google.
I thought it is, it's not CRT.
I don't
know. No, wait, something else.
We'll figure it out after
anyways. But yeah, brain damage.
Thanks for watching this episode of Murder Mystery Moon.
It's a, this episode.
Good night.
We love you. We'll, on the next episode of Thanks for letting me host. I really enjoyed this.
Gina's never hosting again.
A little too much.
I don't. Gina fired.
And then, did you see this video? Gina, turn it down a notch.
Why are you smiling so much?
We'll see you next week. We love you. Bye. I'm normal.